if you're talking about something that while you were asleep it seemed like you saw, you might say, this is what I
dreamed.
Okay. And you might say, I can't always remember what I
said.
Okay. Or
what I dreamed.
Uh-huh. And if you say, well, I dreamed so-and-so, and then all of a sudden I
woke up.
And if you bring your foot down heavy on the floor like this, you say you do what?
Got up.
Yeah, but if you know, if you do this with your foot, or somebody does like that, you say, what is that gesture? You say, well, he, his foot on the floor, he...
Heavy.
Okay, would you say he stomped or he stamped or what?
Stomped, I said.
Okay. And if a man, say, meets a girl at a dance and he wants to go home with her, he might say, may I?
Go take you home.
Okay. And do they ever say, carry you home around here?
Yeah, they say, when they open it, where they say, I'll carry you home, I'll take you home.
Uh-huh.
Take you home, though, most popular.
Okay.
Of course, I'm not out.
Sure.
I just know what the young people say, so.
Okay, and if you've got a heavy bag and it's down in the yard and you want to get it up the porch, you've got to...
Drag it out.
Okay. And if you had one car that wouldn't run, and they put a rope on it and put it behind another car, you say they're going to...
Drag it.
Or...
Pull it.
Okay. And if your car is stuck in the mud or the snow, you might ask somebody in his car behind you to give you a...
Pull it out.
Okay, if he's behind you, you'd ask him...
Push him.
Okay. And if you're carrying a very heavy distance a long way, you might say, I carried it, or you might say, you said it the other day, your husband, you said just a few minutes ago, your husband would tote the child.
Mm-hmm.
You say both to carry something and to mm-hmm. tote it.
So far.
Do you, it's likely to say he carried it or he toted it, either one?
I say either one of them, toted it or carried it one.
Okay, you hear both of them around here?
Yeah.
People. And if somebody comes in the house and start playing around here and you're afraid something's going to get broken, you might say, don't you?
Don't do that.
Okay, or don't?
Don't touch it.
Okay.
Because I've got that right here with these pictures here.
I'm sure so. That must be very enticing.
I got a child back here. She loves me better than anything. She comes over here and she gets them. She don't tear them up, but I just stay uneasy, you know. It's good.
Sure. Sure. Okay, if you need a hammer, you would say to me, go...
Get the hammer.
Okay. And if children are playing a game and there's a tree that they go back to all the time where they're safe, what do they call that? The... In children's games or in basketball, they throw a ball through the
basket. It's going to hit the tree?
What about in the tag game? If children are playing tag, they run back to
the place
where they're safe.
Mm-hmm.
Did they call that base or goal?
Yeah, base.
Okay.
Ball game.
Okay.
Going back to the base.
When you were little, what other kinds of outdoor games did you play? You remember?
When I was growing up, king can do, and dropping the handkerchief and things like that.
Yeah. What was that first one?
King can do. I don't know how you spell it, but we used to play it all the time.
And what was that? How'd
dropping the handkerchief to you.
And well, how did you play that first one, King can do? How'd you play it? What was that?
We'd drop a handkerchief, you know, and go around and around and drop it around somebody else, and we'd run, you know.
Yeah.
And let that next one pick it up.
Sure.
We'd get back around.
Okay. And if you throw a ball, you ask somebody to
catch it.
You'd say, I threw him the ball and he
caught it.
And you might say, I've been fishing for trout, but I haven't
caught anything.
And if you say to somebody, let's meet in town. If I get there first, I'll
save your place.
Okay, or I'll wait
for you.